Population changes across the country can lead to extinction of native species. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Komenoski, assistant professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Florida International University, describes how building dams in the growing southwestern U.S. can be harmful for fish populations.
Dams prevent flooding, and they provide communities with water and electricity. But they are proven to be a real problem for some fish. Healthy fish populations rely on the availability of water and variation in water flow. But dams, which fragment rivers and streams, stop or restrict both. My colleagues and I examined more than 850 species of fish in rivers and streams throughout the southern United States. We found the high number of dams built close to each other throughout the Southeast limits where fish can move throughout their lives. In the Southwest, dams and climate change interact to drive local fish extinction rates. Some fish species are more at risk than others, and this is not a one-size-fits-all scenario. But our findings, nevertheless, reveal dams are consistently a contributor in the local extinction of native fish species. The southern United States is one of the country's fastest-growing regions. As agricultural, industrial, and urban communities flourish, we can expect more dams to be built and more dams to be retrofitted in order to meet their demands on freshwater resources. We hope our findings will allow resource managers to better understand where extinction rates are high, attribute them to specific causes, and set conservation priorities for vulnerable freshwater fish species. This will be critical in meeting the long-term water needs of people, plants, and animals in areas with dams.
That was John Komenoski of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.